Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Good Zeit Moon. I'm Jack O'Brien.
Oh, nice. That I'm Jamie.
Is Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Jamie Loftus, right? Do I have
Jamie
that correct?
Loftus.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hasn't changed. No plans to change it.
Good.
No need.
J-Lo, the original J-Lo, I think.
Yeah.
I used to say.
Popular opinion will say that there are prior J-Lo's, but I think you'll find that I was the first one. There was a really cute, when all those old Carl Reiner tweets were circulating yesterday, mm-hmm. he tweeted about seeing the same J-Lo movie 4 times over the course of 5 years.
Oh, really?
He would I forget which J-Lo movie it was, but he watched it once a year. And
the net was amazing. His obsession with the net is so great.
I didn't realize. I mean, most great art isn't appreciated till the artist is gone. I didn't realize this Twitter mine existed until yesterday.
What a genius! Do you think he's joking? You've seen the net. Do you think he's seriously loved the movie The Net?
I don't know.
It was a bit.
I like it better if he means it. I hope he genuinely enjoys it by the end. I don't know.
Me too.
I guess I feel like it's hard. Like as you get older, it's you're you know maintaining the level of irony of your youth. It depletes, and it should. I hope he loves it.
But he was still funny to the end. But yeah, irony and funny do not mean the same thing. I would agree with that.
I hope he loves the net.
You just said that with such a far away, wistful look in your eye.
I wish I could ask him.
All right, let's talk about what's trending. Elon is trending, and mm-hmm. I think it's about Elon Musk.
Brave assumption. I unfortunately know why this is trending. I don't know the details of why. It is not immediately clear to me. What I do know is that Kanye West and Elon Musk hung out. And there was a picture that cropped up of it this morning. Kanye tweeted, "When you go to your boy's house and you're both wearing orange," great caption. So we don't.
What?
It's so, like, I guess they're both wearing orange. I think it's the picture has so many layers. I guess I don't really know. So I guess they're at Elon's house. I'm not well versed in terrifying celebrity like prison homes, but this is, I think that this is his house. They're wearing matching Yeezys. But the interesting thing about this photograph is that you can see in a reflective surface who is taking it, and it's Grimes taking the picture. She's being literally like,
does she have a sign that says help backwards so that you can read it forward? And
yeah, reflection? Like red rum is written on the mirror. It's, I mean, you know, Grimes. Of all the things to extend your empathy to, Grimes is not my number one priority. But every once in a while, when you see her, you know, when she catches her reflection, you're just like, is she okay? We don't know.
They both look like such dorks, and the shoes are not cool at all. Also,
the shoes are not cool, and they look like such dads. Like,
yeah, they really look like dads. Also, Elon Musk is not wearing orange. Am I wrong about that? Kanye West is wearing a bright orange jacket.
He's wearing a traffic cone look.
And Elon Musk is wearing all black with like a tiny little like orangish apple over his heart. Anyways.
Which is probably something terrifying. I resent that they're trending. I feel like this past week, especially the Kardashians, which I lump Kanye into as well, have been making, Molly Lambert was tweeting about this, like they've been making a lot of like attempts to go viral again. And I think, you know, people are like less interested in hearing about what billionaires are up to, but which is good. But this pic slipped through the cracks. It was too cursed. Now you have 7 days to live. I have 7 days to live.
We all have 7 days to live, unfortunately.
And it's like, ugh, I don't want, like, whatever they were talking about, guaranteed the most terrifying shit ever.
Just like, they're probably very wistful of, like, that month 7 years ago when they both peaked in terms of fame. And, like, I feel like they probably, like, are, you know how, like, some celebrities just stop, like, their fashion sense stops evolving when they were at their most famous? And
yeah,
I feel like they are each other's friends for like a similar reason.
They were both like 2013. It was so good.
That's when we were running the world.
It's not good. There was also a really good tweet of, have you seen Jennifer's Body?
I haven't, but I hear it's underrated classic.
It's a classic, but someone posted a clip of, there's like a scene where Megan Fox is always pushing Amanda Seyfried?
Seyfried? Yeah, I don't know.
She's pushing Amanda Seyfried around because she's not the uncool friend, and people were saying that that is how Kim Kardashian would treat Grimes.
That sucks.
Which is true.
Does anybody know how to pronounce Amanda Seyfried's last name? Seyfried?
I feel like it's been a couple of years since anyone's had to. I don't know. Yeah. I guess it wasn't since Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again that people have had to say that. I think it's Seyfried.
Okay. Seyfried. Yeah. That, when you just said that with confidence, it sounded right.
I've been very wrong before and I never hear the end of it.
Yeah.
COVID-19, baby.
JK Rowling is one that people got really mad at. It's rolling,
is
like
it
bowling,
rolling?
Idiot.
But who cares if you say her name wrong? She's the worst person alive.
Also, Elon DeGeneres, is that something? I don't know. Olivia de Havilland is trending. All right, good. I appreciate that.
Olivia de Havilland is trending for being the oldest person. She's 104 today. She's like the last relic of old Hollywood.
What was she in?
Well, she was in many things back in the day, but I think most famously, she was in Gone with the Wind, another movie that is
classic.
Not fun to talk about.
Oh, I thought you were going to say underrated classic.
Misunderstood. No. No. So, but yeah, she was in Gone with the Wind. And she also, I feel like my favorite thing about Olivia de Havilland that I don't know how common knowledge it is anymore, I don't know, but was that she had this like brutal competition with her sister during the old Hollywood period, and they had different last names. So people were like, I guess, didn't know that they were sisters, but they were in such intense competition with each other. They would go decades without speaking to each other. They hated each other. Like, she's like the pettiest. I think that Olivia de Havilland is kept alive solely by spite.
Yeah.
And I have to respect it. But her and Joan Fontaine, who is her younger sister, were just like, oh my God, they hated each other so much. And she
amazing.
Was suing FX as of a couple of years ago over that feud show.
Oh, was that about them?
No, but she was like, they were featured. And I think that, I mean, they knew that like Olivia de Havilland was alive, but I don't think that they knew that she was alive and litigious at like age 102. But you know, she's still alive. She's kept alive by spite. The last thing I found out about her recently was that she, like her most famous Oscars gown was made by a black dress designer named Anne Lowe, who I'd never heard of, but she has a very like, I mean, she's fascinating, where she was making some of the like most glamorous gowns in old Hollywood award show history. But was never like credited properly until like late in her career. So a worthy Google, Anne Lowe.
She's the Hidden Figures of Hollywood glamour.
She did
gala
I think she
dress
did,
design.
I think she did Jacqueline Bouvier's wedding gown, like when she got married JFK. Like she's made some of the most famous dresses in the world. But the famous white lady she would design them for would never credit her. But she's fascinating and a legend.
You know a lot about old Hollywood stuff.
I just
hidden vein.
Listen to Karina Longworth.
Okay. Gavin Newsom is trending because I think he's trending for the same reason like a lot of other governors are trending, is because like we're having to roll back all that fun stuff, all indoor things that were open for business, stores, restaurants, bars, no longer open unless they are outdoor, which most of them are not.
Which most of them are not. This is so, I mean, it's not just like blatant disregard for human life, but it's, I mean, it's also deeply embarrassing to have to, like, Gavin Newsom, who could possibly take him seriously at this point, where he's just so clearly, you know, going whichever way the PR wind is blowing for what he can get away with.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the PR is bad because people in his state are dying because he allowed people to reopen, just, what a loser.
New York is doing the same thing. I think there you might be able to keep restaurants open more because more people eat outside. Yeah, it just seems like we're headed for a weird, weird place, terrible place, especially if a lot of people decide to travel or go to parties on the 4th of July. Don't. What are you celebrating if you do that?
Yeah. Of all holidays to want to celebrate.
USA.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Quick side trend, Canada's trending because it's Canada Day, I guess, or
it's Canada Day.
Canada Day. And shout out to them.
All Zambonis are at half.
And finally, Beavis and Butthead are trending because that's being rebooted by Mike Judge with Mike Judge involvement.
Which is, I mean, at least there's Mike Judge involvement. I don't know. Jack, do you have like an intense attachment to Beavis and Butthead? I did not grow up with them. And then I watched it later and I liked it, but I'm not like super attached to it.
Yeah, no, I watched it when it was on and thought it was very funny. But sort of one, like I got tired of it after a little while because it is somewhat one note, and the movie was like solid, but it was like, okay, that joke ran its course.
Joke.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't have an intense attachment. I don't know who would, that would be excited about this.
I honestly thought that, of all people, like Mike Judge would be, this is the first thing of his that's been rebooted, right? Like I thought that he evolved, I thought he had the, I guess integrity isn't the word. I thought he would have resisted reboot culture.
Yeah, you would think so. But I don't know. Maybe he has, maybe Beavis and Butthead have more to say. Now, when we say rebooted, are they going to be, are they going to be new characters? Are they going to be old men? Are they going to be the same age?
As far as I know, they're teens again, but this time they're Gen Z. And I don't know. This is speculation, but like commenting on TikToks, like I don't know what I'm assuming that they would be like commenting on Gen Z media. I don't know. People are also, Daria is also trending because people are like, why wasn't it Daria? And you know, fair point. I don't, but just like, I don't know. Give Gen Z their own cartoon. Why they have to get their parents' scraps? Doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they will completely reject their parents' scraps if that's what it ends up being. But yeah, I mean, if it's this or Tosh.0, then I'm happy Mike Judge is involved with is replacing Tosh.0. But
that's so unfortunate. Yeah, I guess millennials got, you like Gen X got Beavis and Butthead, and then millennials got Tosh.0.
Yeah,
and then Gen Z gets Beavis and Butthead again. Doesn't seem fair.
Although baby boomers got Tosh.0 also. My dad and his friends did love Tosh.0. And when
Daniel Tosh's father hosted that.
When I was going into comedy, my dad was like, have you seen Tosh? You'll like this.
On newspapers. Just like, you seen this?
You seen this guy?
It's all canon. Right.
It's canon. That is going to do it for this Wednesday. Jamie, thank you for joining us. Guys, have a good day. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to each other. Wash your hands. Stay home. Don't do nothing. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the podcast, and we will talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.